Today's daf is Sechet Sanhedrin, daf Mem Dalet. We're in the sixth parak, parak Nigmar Adin. We're in the middle of Mem Dalet. We were just in the middle of discussing the inyanim of Achan and all of the various things that he had done. We're up to Amarle Resh Galuta L'Ravuna, which is a couple of lines above the mid-page mark. To Amarle Resh Galuta L'Ravuna. Teva Yikach Yoshua et Achan ben Zerach et HaKesev et HaAbderet ואת לשון הזהב, ואת בניו, ואת בנותיו, ואת שורו, ואת חמורו, ואת צונו, ואת אוהלו, ואת כל אשר לו, וכל ישראל עמו, ויעלו אותו עמק אחור. Now, it's much more over here that he's going out to kill his children and his family. I mean, after all, if he was kotem, הוא חטא בניו ובנותיו, מה חטאו? אמר לי, so he said to the Resh Galuta, and according to you, when it says V'kol Yisrael Imo, he was going to kill all of Kol Yisrael. Imu chata Kol Yisrael machatu dechiv V'kol Yisrael Imo. Ela l'radotan. The point was to scare the heck out of them and to show them what happens to people who are over on the cherim. So here too, it's talking about he brought the family out. Kidei l'radotan. And then it says V'yisrafu. Here it says, first of all, I thought it was Skila. It says, Vayisrafu. It says, Vayirgumu otoko Yisrael aven. Vayisrafu otam ba'esh. Vayiskalu otam ba'avanim. So what? I mean, we do both over here. Betarte. So everything is thrown and burned. And Omravina, no, it means that he, they did Skila. And the property was like a din. V'cherem. They were makrim all of his property. Haro'i l'sreifa, those things that were suitable for being burned, which can be burned, l'sreifa, those things are ro'i l'skila, like the shor v'chamor. So that was l'skila.
So they didn't kill his family?
No, of course not. He just had them look. Now it says, ve'yireh b'shalal ader chinar achat tova, b'tayim shkalim kesev, l'shon zahav, and so on. So Rav Amar, what exactly is an ader chinar? So Rav says it's an itztila de milta. It's a coat, basically a vest that is made out of milat, which is very fine material, which, what do they call that today? They have also wool where they cover the sheep from birth. The wool is never exposed to the elements and so on. It has a special name. I think virgin wool only means the first time used. Okay, but in any event, that's what Rashi says is milat in this case. It means very fine material. Shmuel Omar, sarbalot et sarifa. It means a coat that is dyed with an expensive metallic dyes from the earth. Vayetzikum lifnei Hashem. Vayetzikum means that he slams them down as if in front of Hashem with a sense of, wah. Amar Rav Nachman, that's exactly what he did. Bava chaftam lifnei Hashem. He threw him down. For this garbage, al elu, teareg ruba shel Sanhedrin, tehtuva yakumi amanshei ha'ayke shloshim v'shisha ish, the eye killed 36 people. V'tanya shloshim v'shisha mamash, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rav Nechemya said to him, how can you say it means they literally killed 36 men if it says in the pasuk, v'alo lo ne'amar elakish shloshim v'shisha ish? I mean, if it had said 35, you could say about 35. When you say about 36, what are you talking about? It was really 36.79? I mean, that's ridiculous. Allah, what it has to mean is the equivalent of, not about, can't. The equivalent of 36 people. What's the significance of 36? Well, anybody learning Sanhedrin knows what that is the significance of Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. That's the Mishnah. Ela Zeh Yair Ben Menashe. That was where Yair ben Menashe found his death. And he was so chashev, it caused a tremendous avilut and a shock to Klal Yisrael because he was shakul, the equivalent of Rov of Sanhedrin. But whatever the case is, Yoshua was very upset. Omer Nachman, Omer Rav, indeed, that what appears to be a chutzpah to throw them down in front of Hashem, that is what is referred to in Mishlei by Tachanunim Yidaber Rash, the Ashir Yane Azot. So what is that referring to? The Tachanunim Yidaber Rash, a person who holds himself in great humility. He speaks with decency and with fineness and asking, not expecting. That's a reference to Moshe. Ashir Ya'ane Azot is a reference to Yahushua. So this is the way Yahushua spoke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to respond to this type of viciousness. Why not? I mean, if the problem is the mice over here, my time. You're suggesting, Amrav Nachman, I don't understand. I mean, Pinchas did exactly the same thing. It says exactly the same language. And over there, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch was very happy with Pinchas, and he rewarded him, and he said, he gave him a brit shalom. If this is considered to be an inappropriate way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dinim, so then why was Pinchas rewarded for it? Does it not say over there, Vayamot Pinchas Vayipalel Vateyatzer HaMagifa? What is it, Vayipalel? It doesn't say Vayitpalel. Omar Rabbi Elazar, you'll note Vayitpalel lo ne'amar, ala Vayipalel. Yipalel basically means he sued HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Memelamish asa pelilut imkono, he would tovea din. So he came and he brought now Zimri and the woman, Lifnei HaMakom, and Amar Lifanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Al Elu Yiplu Esrim V'Arba Elav Mi'Yisrael. So by taking something and slamming it down in that fashion, it's not only that it's demanding, it's saying, what kind of business is this? But it's also being mezalzel in the problem. That's the point. In other words, well, you what a couple of crummy aderet. Well, what is this worth? $100,000? What kind of garbage is this? I rip it up and throw it in your face. What's $100,000 we're talking about over here? Kedeged Yorub and Menashe. Same thing with Zimri and this woman. Maybe that's why we needed the nace, that the Malach made certain that they remained stuck together in population. So you could throw them down. This ridiculous, nauseating garbage. What, this is what we're making a big fuss over. Like such a big fuss. It's nonsense. But you see that that's a way of, in fact, being matzil from din by making it into nonsense. The truth is, that's what Yitzchak Avinu does at the end. Right, as the Gemara says. What are these big aveiras that people do? They don't even have time to do aveiras. It's such a crummy life. I mean, so here he did the same thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him. So that can't be. And he said the same language. For these guys, 24,000 people should die in Israel. So that cannot be what the Pasuk is referring to, the Tachanunim Yidaber Rash. Ela, perhaps it's from the way that Yahushua spoke when he said, Lama hevarta hevir et ha'am hazet ha'yarden. What was the point of bringing us over the Yarden? Just latetot anubiyade emorila avidenu. You're going to just brought us over in order to get us all knocked off. Is that the point? What kind of business is this? We go to war, we actually lose a soldier? But that, I mean, Moshe Nami Maroma. Moshe said the same thing. Lama hariota lama zes. Apparently there's no now taina for that. And you're using it over here as a comparison. You're saying tachanunim yedaber rash is a reference to Moshe, but Moshe said exactly the same thing. Elamihacha. It must be actually from the end of the pasuk. The lu ho'anu v'neshev be'ever hayarden. So there he's saying, you know what we should have done? We should have not even bothered crossing the Yarden. We should have stayed in Ever HaYarden, if this is the way you're going to treat us. And Moshe Rabbeinu never said, we should have done that, because Baruch Hu said, avorat HaYarden hazeh. So anyway, this was a very big show, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you, will you get up already? Kum lach. Look at how stupid it is. So Dorash Reb Shila Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? Shalkak Hashem Yishalayim. You think this is problems. You should see what I got in store for you, you know, goodnik. Ani Amarti, V'hayab Ovrechem Et HaYarden Takimu. I said as soon as you cross the Yarden, you should take these avanim and build them up, and you go carry them for 60 mil. But at Anafik, when Reb Shila walked out, Rav didn't want to contradict him in public when he was there, but when he walked out, Rav stood up and brought his Amora. That's what Reb Shila is totally off over here. V'darash, it says beferish in a pasuk, kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe et Yehoshua, v'chein asa Yehoshua, lo esir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. What are you coming to say? That Yehoshua did something that was keneged, the tziva, that's ridiculous. The pasuk itself is made that he didn't change a single iota of what it was that Moshe had told him. So then we're going to need another explanation from the Kum Lach. Ah, imkein mata melomer kum lach. Amar le, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him is, why are you complaining to me when you're the one who made the whole mess? Did I ever tell you to take Yericho and to turn it into a cherem? That was your brilliant idea. So maybe it's your brilliant idea that causes the problem, and then you come back and tie it on me. Oh God, how could you do this to me? I did it to you. You did it. And that's why. It's all your fault. That's why we find that when it comes to the tzivui to go back and to fight I, it says, Ve'asita la'ai ul'malka, kasher asita la'yericho l'malka. Do the same thing, except it adds, just this time, shlalo ve'amtat avozu lachem. You take the things. Don't do this business of the cherem again. Cherems are not a good idea. And so vayhi behiyot Yehoshua b'Yericho vayisa ina vayar. He lifts up his eyes and he sees this malach, or he sees a person, he doesn't know what it is, with a charbosh lufa b'yado. Vayelav Yehoshua elav vayom lo halanu ata olatzareinu. Are you one of the good guys or the bad guys? So he says, lo, he got the wrong identification. Ani sar tzva Hashem, ata bati. And then it says, "Vayipol Yehoshua panam ha'aretz v'yishtachu." Yehoshua falls to the ground, and bows to him. Ech yavid achi? How can Yehoshua do that? Rabbi Yochanan, asur lo la'adam shiten shalom lechaveru b'layla. You can't even use the word shalom when you see your friend at night, because you never know if it's really your friend. Chashinat shema sheidu. Maybe it's not your friend at all. Maybe it's the shade that looks like your friend, which is very often the guy you think is your friend. In any event, so you certainly, if you can't say shalom, which is Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you certainly can't bow down to him. It's like bowing down to the devil. What kind of business is this? No, that's different. I mean, it's because the man said to him, Ani Sar Tzva Hashem. I mean, Atabati. How do you know he's not lying? What do you mean? I mean, just because somebody comes along and says, Ani sar tzva Hashem, so therefore she bowed down to him. Dilma mishakre. Yemiri delo mafki shem shemayim levatala. We have a Kabbalah that a shade would never do anything like that, to use shem shemayim, Ani sar tzva Hashem. I mean, a little bit of respect. And what do you think I am? A human? Amar Le, so the shade said to Yehoshua, you guys are completely out of your minds. Emesh bitaltem tamid shel ben arbay. Yesterday, because of this war, you take the Aron out, and because you took the Aron out, you didn't bring the Korban Tamid. That's the whole question. Just because the Aron isn't there, you don't bring the Korban Tamid. And that we find is a relationship of the Aron to the Korban Tamid. And we find this throughout Dovin HaMelech's time, he brought the Aron, he came back, he macrified the Aron. Was that a halacha? So there's a taste, it's a Gerson taste, we don't have a Megillah, and Yaakov brings this, that the Bitalta means that there was no Ma'amadot of Yisrael. The Kohanim obviously was still there, because the Kohanim didn't go out to war. But so the Kohanim should have brought the Korban Tamid, and they did. But because there were no Ma'amadot, because all of Yisrael were taken out to the war. Yeah, so they figured, okay, but it's not Ma'akev. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed it as if they didn't bring the Korban Tamid. No, Maisa, there are quite a few Rishonim and Docha that tells us Beferish. From the Gemara, that's coming. The Gemara brings a Raya from here that Talmud Torah is more Choshev than the Avodat HaKorbanot. Lefi, what we're bringing a raya to, the way Tosfos was learning, it's only more chashuv than the ma'amadot. But you don't see it's more chashuv than the etzem hakarav ha'tamid. It's more mashra, but they really were mevata the tamid. Anyway, Why are you here tonight in the Maracha? Why aren't you in the Beit Midrash? So tonight you're all being Mevatel Talmud Torah. So Yehoshua asks the Malach, Al Eze Mehem Bata, so which one really got you coming out here? Amalei Ata Bati, you see I came now. Meaning this is, you've already overdone it. Being Mevatel Torah. Miyad Vayalan Yehoshua Balayla Ubetocha Emek. And that's why we find that Yehoshua later is Lan Be'emek before the war, which means that it was Lan Be'imko Shel Halacha, because obviously he was learning the whole time, even when he was out in the Maracha, what do you think he was doing? He had a video on. But anyway, he was learning. So what was the Taina? The Taina was, but yeah, you're not able to concentrate in these kinds of places, so you won't be able to really get into it. Be'omek, that's the Pshat Be'emek, that on other occasions he was mocked, but to see to it that he was in the Beit Midrash the night before. Find the same thing, the idea is but that we're Mevatel Torah for Mikra Megillah. Well, Mikra Megillah is not Torah. But that's the point. Compared to what you would have been otherwise learning, it's Shitchi. We call that less Torah, because it's less profound, less connected. So here too, he's saying you're Mevatel Torah. In any event, we see from here, Omer, that means Belam Shalom Ba'omka Shalacha, Omer Shur Ba'oni Rishmei Darav, you see from here that Gadol Tamu Torah, Yoter Me'akravat Temidi, Shneemar Atabati, which is the Mekor of the rejection of Tosis's Pshat by so many. Omer Le'abaya L'Rev Dimi, you know, there's a pasuk that here in Bavel we really have got a lot of trouble with. How do you understand it, b'marava? In Eretz Yisroel, b'maymuk mitalei, how do you understand the pasuk in Mishlei? Al teitze lariv maher. Don't go out too quickly to argue with somebody. Pen mata se ba'achrita ba'achlim otcha reyecha. Because you never know where the other guy is going to be machlim you. Rivcha rivet reyecha. Fight your battles. But v'sod acher al tegal, don't expose the weaknesses of others. What? I mean, at this, you can't. If you give an advice, just tell people not to fight. You fight, but pick the fight, and there's how to fight. And what is this referring to, Bichlal? Oh, so that we learn like this. B'sha'ash amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechezkel, lechem or lehem l'Yisrael. Avicha he'emori, vimcha chitit. Now, when Yechezkel starts shouting to Klal Yisrael, what are you guys anyway? You think you're so great. You come, where do you come from? Avicha he'emori, imei chitit, meaning you guys are basically like from Canaan. Strange Rashi over here that says that Terach, Avi Abraham, came from Canaan. What is that supposed to be? It came from Canaan. Rashi elsewhere says, on the same Indicheskel Gufa, says that the gadlut of your mother, Sarah, was that she's buried in the Marata Machpelah, which comes from the Bnei Chay. That's the Imecha Chitit. And the Nasi Elohim Atabek Yerbenu came from the population of Canaan. So yeah, you're making a big deal about the fact that what? You're covered. What's your covered from the Canaanim? Well, what are you guys worth? But in any event, so that means that he's insulting now Klal Yisrael. Comes out the Ruach Paskonit, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says the Ruach Paskonit is a reference to Gavriel, something which the Baalei Kabbalah argue on. So that's not what it means. But in any event, it's definitely a Hanhaga that is meant to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes out the Ruach Paskonit and says, based on this pasuk in Mishlei, Im yavo Avraham v'sarav yamdu lefanech. You would also say this in front of their face. Ata omero machlim otam. So you would say such a thing to Avraham and Sarah, what did we do against you that you should insult us like this?
It's a good
Rivcha rivet reyecha. Fight with whoever you got to fight with. But sodacher al tagel. Don't come and expose other people's weaknesses, in this case Avram Sarah, because pen, in the end, they'll go and fight you and embarrass you by saying, how can you say such a thing? Well, that's a pretty chutzpahdika thing to say. I mean, it says, Bachlimot chareyecha. So what they're going to embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ruach Paskonit has such reshut to speak. This, of course, is in conjunction with a whole daf in which everybody is throwing things down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, suing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have a malach that is miyuchad for doing these kinds of fights. The Paskonit. Okay, so does it have Ad Kedei Kach reshus to be... to give Musar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. Says the Gemara, absolutely. Dom Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Shemot Yeshlo. There's three names for this Keach in the Shemayim. It's called the Piskun, it's called the Itmun, and it's called the Sigrun. Now it's called the Piskun, the reason it's called the Piskun is because it has the right to be Posek Dvorim Klapei Mala. It can say nasty things, klape mala. So then that's the piskun. Itmun is because its mission is to be otem avonoteim shi Yisrael, to close up and to make Yisrael invulnerable despite their avonot. And it's called the sigrun because kivan shesoger shuv eno poteach. This is like the final chance. If this ruach can't get the din straight, for Yisrael, no other Malach has the right to attempt now to argue on it. And when it says now in the Pasuk, now that you've explained that Mishle Pasuk, how about Hayaaroch Shuacha Lovetzar V'chol Ma'amatzei Choach? This Iov says, did you organize your Tvilah before you were in Tzoris? Or was it only after you were in Tzoris? That's the question. Omar Rabbi Elazar, this means Leolam Yagdim Adam Tvila Litzara. We're talking about the eye. You know how we made it out of the eye in one piece after the Mice of Achan? Because you'll notice that Avram Avinu sets up his Bokam Tvila Bein Beit El Uvein Ha'ai, because he saw what was coming. So a person should always be makdim his Tvila to the potential Tzara. She il malay hikdim av. This is the same il malay lo, is the same il malay lo, but we had by the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina just the other day. The Tosfos says it never says il malay lo because that's a double negative. That would be il malay is if not for. So then that includes the lo. So if it hadn't been that hikdim avram tefilah letzara bein beit el uvein ha'ai, Lo nishtayr misoneim shal Yisrael saridu palit. We never would have made it out of that Achan thing alive. Rish Lakish Omer. The meaning of here is lo betzar is that someone who is yagdim tefila letzara, who is yarok shuacha, will end up without sarim. In lo tsarim milamala, there won't be any malachim that can fight his tefillah. Like this, a person's tefillah may find itself facing dinim. What, this hypocrite is coming with this tefillah? Why should we even allow him this tefillah? What a jerk. Look at his passport, see where it's been stamped. God help us. So Bashenka, if he's mocked him, the tefillah to the tzara, so then he's mocked him to the tzar. And the tzar, there's no tzar milamala. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Lo olam yevakesh adam rachamim, shiyu hakol ma'amtzim et kocho. That's why it says lo vetzar, v'chol ma'amatzei koach, is the end of the pasuk. Part of a person's tefillah should be that all of the kochot milamala should be on his side, v'lo yu lo tzarim milamala, so that his tefillah should be found as something is, as if it were pure. Continues the mission to say, Minayin shekiperlo viduyo, how do we know indeed that the vidui of Achan worked for him? Shenemar, and okay, so we have a bright expense on that a little bit. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin shekiperlo viduyo, shenemar vayomelo Yehoshua. Yehoshua says to Achan, Ma achartanu, why indeed did you do this to us? So me achartanu. Ya kerecha Hashem b'yom hazeh, and then they stone him. May God should make you ugly today. Why is it today? Hayom hazeh atachur, v'yih atachur l'olam haba. And we can see this, actually, that there's two different elements to Achan. Now, we just compared the mice of Yeshua to Pinchas with Zimri. And indeed, the Pasuk itself compares Achan to Zimri. Because it says, Uvnei Zerach, now, this is Achan ben Zerach, remember. But in Divrei HaYamim now, it says, Uvnei Zerach are Zimri, instead of Achan, ve'etan, ve'eman, ve'chalko, ve'darda, kulam chamisha. What is this, kulam chamisha? So obviously it's saying that they all have the same din. Kulam chamisha hein lo'olam haba. All of them have the same halacha legabe olam haba, so that it's clear that he had a chelik in olam haba. But yet it calls him here Zimri, and Yeshua calls him Achan. It's obviously the same person, but what was the real name, and what was the name Al Shem, the insight of what he is? So Rav Shmuel argue on this. Chad Omar, his name is Achan. He's called Zimri over here. Shahasama says Zimri. We saw before that he also was Baal Naram Urasa. So that's similar to Zimri, and of course the deepest similarity is that Zimri was Goyrim, the death of 24,000 people, and he was Goyrim, the death of the 36 people, the Ruach, or the Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. So in the sense of the impact of his Maasim, he's compared to Zimri, and so too was Yoshua's response compared to Pinchas' response for Zimri. Whereas Chanamah, on the contrary, his name was Zimri. The reason he was called Achan is Israel. The word Ichen we find by Tanur Shel Achnai. It's the name of a nachash that surrounds you, loops itself around you before swallowing you. So first, it's going to squeeze you to death. The python. So therefore, he was the Avonot of Yisrael were looped around them, squeezing, crunching, and this was now the vidui that saved him and them. Im ino yodea lihitvadon, it says, if he didn't know how to say vidui, so we tell him, just say that, teimitati kapara kol avonotai, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if he knows for a fact that these Edom are liars, he should say, but not on this avon. So the Tanakhama says, no, because if you allow that, then everybody will say that. Says the Gemara, so what's wrong if everybody says that? If they want to be Menake Atzmam, that's their business. Vinako Atzmam. That's their problem. I mean, what we're going to say, no, we can't hear that, sorry. Vinako Atzmam. Because Kadesh Lolo Tzilaza Bateidinim Valaidim, I mean, it leaves a terrible taste. Everybody gets to feel, you know, that's really all innocent people that are being killed here. There was once a mice that someone was going out to be executed, and he said, "Im yesh bi avon zeh, then lo te mitati kapara l'chol avonotai." He really went. He said, "Atnai b'nei God b'nei Reuven. If I have this avon, then my death should not be a kapara on any of my avonot. V'im ein bi avon zeh, te mitati kapara l'chol avonotai." And even so, Beitin v'choy Yisrael should be menukim, but I'm telling you right now, Ha'edim lo te'elam mechila lo'olam. Uch, Yisheshom, uch, hachamim bedavar amrula, zero yefshar? We can't reopen the case. I mean, after all, kibin shigit, shumin ha'chazero magir, what are we going to do? Shkvar nigzra gzeira. We'll have to go through it. Ye'areg ve'kolar talui b'tzavar Ha'edim. I understand, obviously, you know, kol kamine. But what was the Havamina B'chlal? That they had to talk it out? There's nothing to talk out. Ah, because what happened over here was, the Edom had also said, it's true, we lied, help, don't kill him. No, so what? That's also ridiculous. What's this debate about, B'chlal? Ah, the case was, Ke'ahu ma'aseh d'bo'i mikhsa. There was this. Now this is taken out, and Rashi brings the whole Mises. Apparently, he had the Gersa. But even though they explain how it happened, but nonetheless, the court had no choice but to carry through the din. What was the case of Mirza? This is a famous Mises. Rashi brings the whole Mises. There was a vicious moches who used to steal from everybody, had a government position. And the Godol Ha'ir was a big Talmud Chochem, and the moches died on the same day. And the entire city comes out to the big Levaya for the Godol Ha'ir. And the moches is gone with a couple of people. His family's taking him out to bury at the same time. And they're attacked now by a band of soldiers, or robbers. Everybody runs away. Except for the Talmud of this Godol Ha'ir, who wanted to be Shomer the Mesa, he hid out to make sure that the Mita wasn't left by itself. Okay. Afterwards, when the people leave, everybody comes back to continue the funeral. And they switch. They go to the wrong Mita. And the Talmud is shouting, no, I'm telling you, I was here the whole time. This is the Godol Ha'ir. Nobody listens to him. And they go and they bury the Moches with tremendous covet. And they bury the Talmud Chacham in this pauper's, one of the Mochese's family. So he was very mitztayer. Oh my God, how could such a thing have happened? Anyway, so his Rebbe appears to him in a dream. He says, don't be mitztayer. This is just a small burp. I'll show you my covet in Gan Eden. He shows him the covet in Gan Eden. Then he says, hey, I'll show you where this Mochese is in hell. He's got the hinge of the doorway to hell running in his ear. So he shows him. The Talmud says, so how long is this guy going to have the door in his ear? So his Rebbe tells him, well, they're waiting for Shimon ben Shetach to come up here so they can put it in his ear. Shimon ben Shetach, my God, he's the God of Ador. What did he do? Well, there are these 80 mechashvot, and he's doing nothing about them in Ashkelon, and it's time to take action. So he goes and he tells Shimon ben Shetach this whole story. Shimon ben Shetach comes up with this marvelous plan. There's 80 of these witches. So this is the dance of the witches. They wanted to make a beautiful ballet out of this, a beautiful story. So he says, how's he going to get these witches? So he gets 80 of his most beautiful Talmidim, has them all bring a big pot with a plastic top with clothing inside, so it's all protected against the weather. And it's pouring rain. And he has all these guys come out with their beautiful robes, full-length robes, inside this plastic container. And he knocks on the door, and the Mechashvot says, so who's there? He says, it is I, the great wizard, I've come to test you. So they open him up, and they say, you know, what can you do to show us your wizardry? Oh, what can I do? I can bring you 80 beautiful suitors. Would you like to see them? They'll come in here in the middle of all of this rain, perfectly dry. That we'd like to see, say they. And so he goes out, waves his hands. The boys put on the clothes, and they come in and pick. He says, now you got to pick up, everybody's got to pick up one of the witches. Because once they're not on the ground, they can't use their witchcraft. They got to be on the ground. So they all come in and they pick up the witches and start dancing them straight to the gallows. Swept off their feet to be hung. Anyway, that was the story.
And they were buried in the desert of the hospital, Barzilai Hospital. That's what all the viewers
That's what it is. Barzilai Hospital. Now it all makes sense in Ashkelon, of course. So they finally got back at us. So they were, as you can understand, the families of the witches were not too happy about all of this. We should spread that on the internet. Maybe that would change the Haredim's. So the families of the witches were not too happy with Shimon ben Shetach, and they got together and they hired Aiden to get Shimon ben Shetach's son killed with false testimony. And that was this mice. So he was the one that was making tonight B'nai God, B'nai Reuven, and the Edom came, and they got scared, and they said the whole Maisa. So you might think, if you know the whole story, and it all adds up, and are you going to apply the Din of Kibin Shigur Shivan of Chazer Magid? So that's why they thought, maybe if it's evident, you know, what's happening, maybe we should really be Mavzid Adin. They said it's not Shaykh to be Mavzid Adin. As the guy himself said, Shimon HaShetach Zon said, you know, it's not the fault of Besdin. It's not the fault of Yisrael, it's the fault of the Edim. So, Enoch Inami, even though they were Yoiv, Taimel, and Miltayo, and it seems extremely persuasive, we have no choice but to follow the rules. These are the rules. That Imcha Bidvar Mishpat. Imcha Bidvar Mishpat, of course, is a Chiddush of Yehoshaphat in Divrei Hayomim, and we're going to learn about him right now as we continue on to the Perek Hayom B'Tanach. Omer L'Rish Geruta Ravuna. Ktiva Ikar Yehoshua Achan Ben Zerach. ואת הכסף, ואת הדרת, ואת השון הזהב, ואת בנה, ואת בנותיו, ואת שורו, ואת חמורו, ואת צונו, ואת אוהלו, ואת כל אשר לו, ונעד וכל ישראל עמו, ויעלו אותם עמק אחור. Now, I don't understand him. הוא חתם. בנה ובנותיו, מה חתו? אמר לי, ולתי מייך, אם הוא חתה כל ישראל, מה חתו תתני וכל ישראל עמו? אלא לרדותן, החינמי כדי לרדותן, וישרפו אותם באש, ויסקלו אותם באבנים, בתרתי. אמר רבינה, מין זה הרואי לשריפה לשריפה, רואי לסקילה לסקילה. ואראה בשלל הדרת שינה רכה טובה, ומאתיים שקלים כסף, רב אמר, איצטלה דמילטה, שמול אמר, סרבלה דצריפה, ויציקום לפני השם, אמר בנך, בבא חפתן לפני המקום. אמר לפניו ריבונו של העולם, this is garbage. על אלו תיארג רובה של סנהדרין, תכתיבה יקומי המאנשי ההי כ-36 איש, ותניה 36 ממש, דיבר רבי יהודה. אמר לו רבי נחמי, מה כסדר? כ-36 ההי. הלא לא נאמר על כ-36 איש. אלא זה יאיר בן מנשה ששקול כנגד רובה של סנהדרין. ואומר רבי נחמי, אמר רב, מה תכתיב? תחנונים ידבר רעש. ועשיר יענה הזאת, תחנונים ידבר רעש זה משה, ועשיר יענה הזאת זה יהושע. מה את האמה? אילמה בלשום דכתיב היה ציכון לפני השם, ואומר רב נחמן, בוא וחופתן לפני המקום, עתו פנחס לא אביד אחי. וכתיב היה עמוד פנחס, ויפלל, ותייצר המגיפה. ואומר רבי אלעזר, ויתפלל, לא נאמר, ויפלל, מלמד שעשה פלילות עם קונו. בא וחפתן לפני המקום, אמר לבניו ריבונו של עולם, עלינו יפלו 24,000 מישראל, תכתיב היו המתים במגפה, 24,000, that can't be wrong, אלא מהכה, למה העברת העביר את העם הזה את הירדן? משה also said that, למה הריות על העם הזה? למה זה שלחתני? אלא מהכה, ולו אהלנו ונשב בעבר הירדן, now that's already a chutzpah. Yomer Hashem HaYoshem, get up already. Kum lach, dorach shuritz, Reb Shila, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisholchak HaShem Yishalahem, Ani Amarti V'ayah Bo'ovrechem Et HaYarden Takimu, V'atem Rechaktem 60 mil, But the Nafik, Ukim Rav Amora Alei, V'dorash on the contrary, Kasher Tziva HaShem Et Moshe Avdo, Kein Tziva Moshe Et Yehoshua, V'chein Asa Yehoshua, Lo Yisir Davar, מכל אשר ציווה השם את משה, סינקי מטה מלומר קום לך, אומר לי, אתה גרמת להם, והיינו תקומר לי בעי, ועשית לעי למלכה כאשר עשיתי ליריחו ולמלכה, but the difference is, make sure רק שללה ובהמתה תבוזו לכם. So obviously, הקדוש ברוך הוא was מקפיד on Yehoshua for having made the chirim. Otherwise, why make a fuss by I? You better not have no chirims on I. Okay, so that must be what the Taina was. Vayibe yod Yehoshua beyericho vayisai navayar vayomer lo ki ani sarat vashem atabati vayipo Yehoshua panavarza vayishtach ech yavidachi Om Rebbe Yochanan asur lo ladam shiiten shalom even lakaviro balayla chayshinon shem ashedu Yeah, but I mean, he says ani sarat vashem atabati I can also say that when I'm ashed, you know. Zavadilam mishakri Amir the Lomafkin Shem Shamayim Levatala. Omarle, Emesh bitaltem tamid shoben arbaim, akshav bitaltem Talmud Torah. So said Yoshua, lezim hem, batam le'ata bati, miyad vayalen Yoshua balayla ubetoch ha'imek, v'yomar Rabbi Yochanan melamed shalan, be'omka shel halacha. Omer shmo baruni ha'mishmei d'rav gadol Talmud Torah, yoter mi'akravat midim, shenemar ata bati. Omarle, abayel Rav Dimi, ha'ikra the following pasuk b'ma'arava, b'maymuk mitale, al tetzei l'riv maher, pen mata sebach rita, b'chlimot ach reyecha, riv chariv et reyecha, v'sod acher al tagel. What is that referring to? B'sha'a shamar l'kadosh baruch hu l'yechezkel, lech emor lehem l'Yisrael, avich emori v'imech chitit, amra ruach paskonit l'fnei ha'kadosh baruch hu, Ribono shel Olam, you would say that to their faces, huh? Im yavo Avram v'Sarah v'yamdu lefanecha, to omer lema b'chlimotam. Rivcha rivet reyacha v'sod acher al tagel. Whew, that's pretty tough words. Mi'itlei v'shuta kulei. In, that's the job of the Ruach Paskanit. Dom Rav Yezir v'Rabbi Chanino, shalosh shemot yeshlo. Piskun, itmun, sigrun. Piskun sheposeg dvorim klapei ma'ala. Itmun sha'otem avonotehem sha Yisrael, sigrun kivan she soger shuven opoteach. Hayarok shuacha lo batzar. Omer Rabbi Elazar le'olam yakdim adam tefila letzara. Shilmalei yakdim Avraham tefila letzara ben betel ben ahai, lo nishtayer misoneim sha Yisrael sorir upalit. Resh Lakish omer from the end of the pasuk v'chol ma'amatzei koach. You also need to be medayek that kolam me'ameit zatzvo betfila milamata. Milamata, skipped. Ein lo tzirim milamala. Rabbi Yochanan melol mivakesh anam rachamim shua komam tzimet kochova. Ayu lo tzirim milamala. Minayin shikiper lo viduyo. Tana rabbana. Minayin shikiper lo viduyo shama yom lo Yoshua. Ma chartanu. Yach v'cha shem ayom hazeh. Ayom hazeh ata achur. V'yata achur leolam haba. וכתיב, ובני זרח, זימרי, ואיתן, ואימן, וחלקל, ודרדה. These are the greatest. אברהם אבינו, יוסף הצדיק, דור דיה, כולם חמישה? מה קודם חושב? כולם חמישה, אין לעולם הבא. So, which is it? זימרי או רחן? כתיב זימרי, כתיב רחן. רב השמו, חן ורחן שמו. למה אני קושמו זימרי? שעשה מעשה זימרי. It was gerim what זימרי was gerim. וכאן אומר זימרי שמו, לא מנקרא שמו אחן, שאיכן אבונותיהם של ישראל. אם אינו יודע להתוודות, and Rav Yudah says, well, he could say, except for this chait, and they said, no, because then everyone will come, לנקות עצמן. So what? וינקו עצמם, כדי שלא להוציא לזה בתי דינים ועל העדים. תן רבנן מעשה באדם אחד שיצא להרג, אמר, אם יש בי אבון זה, לא תמיתתי כפרה לכל אבונותיי. V'imein bi'avon zeh, te'eh mitati kabra l'chol amonotai. And be'edin v'cho yisro menukim, ve'edin lo tem mechila l'olam, u'cheshamu chachamim medavar, amru, what are we supposed to do? L'achziro e'efshar, sh'kvar nigzira gzira. Elo yereg, v'yeh kalur, kolar talui, b'tzavar edim? Obviously, you're b'shite kol kamine. No, it's talking about a tzirat ka'adribus ha'ade. No, also, I mean, what are we supposed to do? וחיידרו מי הווה, כיוון שהגיד שיהיו ואינו חוזר ומגיד, לא צריך עד אף אגב וכי אוהב תיימה למלטיו, כי הוא מייסד בו עם איכסה.